Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and I'm really sorry, I've got to rush this intro because I'm trying to get a personal achievement here of getting a video out in under 5 minutes. Oh, who the hell am I kidding? That's not going to happen. Only a speedrunner would be able to do this, and that is not me. And unfortunately, that also applies to a lot of video game achievements as well, so let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game speedrun achievements only hardcore players will unlock. Number 10, Castle Guide, Ico. Now, the achievement here is to beat the game within 2 hours. And though this cult classic can comfortably be beaten in around 5 or 6 hours on a first playthrough, depending on your aptitude at the game's puzzles, pulling it off in less than 2 hours for the game's Castle Guide trophy sure is a pain. With only 2.1% of players unlocking this trophy, a 2-hour Ico speedrun separates the casual fan from the hardcore devotees. You'll have had to have played through the game multiple times to ensure that you've got a chance of getting close to the 2-hour mark, and memorize the map layout and ensure that you can breeze through the puzzles without ever needing to actually stop and think. Even if you do this and manage to avoid as much combat as possible, you'll still have to contend with the rather finicky AI for your partner, whose counterintuitive behaviors can further slow you down. Again, this is much easier to work with once you've beaten the game a number of times prior. But it's also important to remember that the game's ending and end credits account for roughly 10 minutes of playtime. So if you're coming in at 1 hour 51 and hit those credits, you're done for, son. Pretty rough, right? Number 9. Speedrun Braid. So here you've got to complete a full speedrun of the entire game, beating the challenge time. Jonathan Blow's masterful puzzle platformer Braid could be easily beaten within 4 or 5 hours, but this unforgivingly brutal speedrun achievement tasks you with plowing through it in just 45 minutes. Yup. You need to actually beat the game first to unlock this speedrun mode, and given that you'll need an intimate knowledge of Braid inside and out to get anywhere close to 45 minutes, that kind of makes total sense. The primary obstacle here is the game's timey-wimey puzzles, which can easily tie you into knots if you're not paying attention, and doing them under such strict time constraints is extremely stressful. You'll also have to remember that the epilogue sequence lasts for about 4 minutes and can't be skipped or speeded up in any way. Incredibly though, there are a select few out there that have managed to beat Braid in less than 25 minutes. Let that sink in. Absolutely mad. Number 8. The Quick and the Dead, The Evil Within. So here you've got to finish the game with a clear time of under 5 hours. Now, a 5-hour time limit might sound pretty generous on paper, but it is important to remember that The Evil Within can easily take close to 20 hours on a first playthrough. Though still a major challenge, you can make life easier for yourself by playing the game on the lowest difficulty and on New Game Plus, the latter allowing you to skip the rigmarole of unlocking more powerful weapons and upgrades. Even so, 5 hours is a tight, demanding time limit for the majority of players. Time management is key considering the game's length under regular conditions, though if you completed it on Nightmare difficulty or Akumu mode, you'll have a much easier time by being able to use the ultra-powerful Brass Knuckles. But if you've done enough to already earn the Brass Knuckles, then you certainly qualify as a hardcore player already. Number 7. Home Runner, Gone Home. So here you've got to complete the game in less than 1 minute with no modifiers enabled. While it's fair to say that a successful run of Gone Home's Home Runner achievement will literally take you less than a minute of your life, pulling it off is much easier said than done. This achievement requires players to reach the end of the game in under 60 seconds, completing only the tasks which are absolutely necessary for triggering the mystery exploration game's end sequence. Now, the timings for beating the game are so razor thin that players have resorted to a number of techniques to shave off precious milliseconds, such as turning the brightness and field of view up to maximum to ensure maximum visual clarity, and also using the right stick to turn rather than strafing with the left. Even so, getting everything pitch perfect is way tougher than it looks, and to make matters worse, a glitch means that the achievement may even fail to pop for those who actually do complete the speedrun. Yet for players who simply find the margins of error too unforgiving, there is the more charitable speedrunner achievement, where the player must beat the game within 10 minutes while collecting all 24 of the in-game journal entries. Number 6. Hurry up, Shovel Knight. So here you've got to beat the game within 1 hour and 30 minutes. And Shovel Knight is an already balls-hard platformer, even when played under more relaxed conditions, but trying to beat the entire thing in under 90 minutes is an act of self-flagellation. So much so that only the most ardent fans should ever even bother. Most players should be able to beat the game in around 6-ish hours, but to do so in just one quarter of that time, you'd need to be absolutely ruthless about not interacting with anything unless it's absolutely necessary to further your linear progress. But more than anything, you need to be a master of the game's mechanics to ensure that you keep deaths to an absolute minimum, because the hundreds of deaths that most players suffer in a regular run simply will not cut it here. On the other hand, if you're desperate for the achievement and are willing to do it the glory-free way, you can always just save scum your way to victory. But where's the fun in that, though? Number 5. Speedrun, the Stanley Parable. So here you've got to complete the game in under 4 minutes and 22 seconds, not including load times. And much like Gone Home, a successful run of the Stanley Parable speedrun achievement takes no time at all in theory, but actually getting it done is no easy feat. Rather than impose a punishingly tight time window upon the player, this gloriously meta walking simulator tries to prevent players from popping the achievement at all by making the method so bizarrely esoteric. For starters, you'll have had to have beaten the game twice already, and on the third time, the narrator will open a passage for you. Secondly, you need to keep restarting the game until you spawn in the correct area of the game, which will allow you to quickly make it to the end. It's basically an anti-speedrun designed to test players' hunger for the achievement, especially as triggering the right conditions for a successful run can take more than 15 minutes of relentless restarting. Unsurprisingly, few have the patience or the inclination for that, so despite its deceptive simplicity, only 5.6% of Steam players have actually achieved this. Number 4. Speedlunky, Spelunky. So here you've got to complete the game in under 8 minutes without shortcuts. So roguelike-inspired platformer Spelunky can take up hundreds of hours of your time, but committed players who want to sprint to the end can probably do so in about 15 or 20 hours, with hundreds if not thousands of deaths behind them. The game's Spelunky achievement requires players to beat the game in just 8 minutes with no shortcuts whatsoever, and the only way to do this is to practice like your life bloody depends on it. You'll need to be extremely familiar with the route to progress through each world, but also you need to avoid blind rushing around, as you'll likely end up scoring a stupid death and having to start all over again. You'll need to beast through 16 levels at roughly 30 seconds apiece, including battling the game's main boss at the very end, who can easily cause countless deaths. It is not a task for the faint of heart, and one which tests not only players' abilities to slide through the game on the bare minimum of resources, but also adapt to the sheer random peril that this title will throw at you. Even with some fantastically helpful guides on offer out there, this thing is utter torture to most players. Number 3. Hard to the core, Little Nightmares. Now, in fairness, the achievement description here of what's different about you, why you so brave, sheds utterly no light whatsoever on what you actually have to do here, which is actually beat the horror puzzle platformer Little Nightmares in under an hour without dying even once. Now, Little Nightmares isn't the longest or the toughest of games out there, but given that it usually lasts 3 to 4 hours and will see the player die at least a few times, getting through it unscathed in sub 60 minutes is quite the task indeed. Considering how easy it is to die to the numerous boss encounters, nobody could blame you for exploiting cloud saves on the Xbox One version to avoid having to carry out a single perfect hour-long run. Quick-thinking players who realize that they're about to die can also reload from their last checkpoint without derailing the run, though it goes without saying that there are numerous ways that a run can get ruined, and for many, it really isn't worth their time. Number 2. Monopolized, Halo 2 The Master Chief Collection. So here you've got to beat all of Halo 2's legendary campaign missions in under 3 hours. Halo The Master Chief Collection contains a brutal achievement for 6 of the Halo games, whereby players must beat each of them on legendary difficulty in under 3 hours. But Halo 2 is especially difficult given that it offers by far the toughest legendary campaign in the franchise, and can easily take first-time players 10 to 12 hours. The only solace is that you're able to dive into individual levels and better your time in order to meet the time limit, rather than having to complete a successful sub 3-hour run in one go. Even so, this is extremely demanding of even skilled Halo players, largely due to the aggressiveness and accuracy of Halo 2's legendary enemies. However, get this, there are actually some out there, these god-tier players, who've actually managed to complete this in just 1.5 hours. Ridiculous. And number one, Become the Master, Titanfall 2. And finally, we conclude not with a speedrun of a full campaign, but just a single level, Titanfall 2's infamously maddening Pilot's Gauntlet, an assault course at the start of the game which tests players' traversal and combat skills. To pop this trophy, players have got to get a time better than 33.65 seconds in order to steal third place from S. Fukuda. This requires players to have a masterful understanding of the game's locomotion mechanics, chaining together balletic movements for maximum efficiency, all the while gunning down 15 enemies. Any enemy missed will automatically cause a 2-second penalty, ensuring that this is one of the most aggravatingly challenging speedrun challenges out there. Unsurprisingly, just 1.5 players have ever even attained it, despite it being theoretically achievable in barely half a minute of play, serving as the ultimate testament to its hair-pulling frustration factor.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.